Today starts the newest series from Radio Rookies, WNYC's youth program that trains New York City teens to report radio stories. Keith Harris is 17 years old and only recently overcame a problem thousands of New York teenagers struggle with, illiteracy. He was raised in Guyana, but his mom sent him to the U.S. for ninth grade. When Keith first started at the High School for Global Citizenship in Brooklyn, his teachers thought he was stubborn and resistant to class participation. And he was, because he didn't want them to know he couldn't read and write.
A Broken Heart by Keith Harris. A broken heart is filled with tears and pain. To survive without his love, his life ain't nothing but us. My life. Start over. A broken heart. Oh my God, I don't like listening back to myself. I keep making mistakes.
One more time. A Broken Heart by Keith Harris.
2 years ago, I could not read or write. It's easy for me to tell you now, but I spent most of my life hiding the truth.
Hello.
Doug.
Hello.
This is my mom.
Keith, I would like you to make me proud.
When I was growing up in Guyana, I didn't make my mom proud. School was my enemy.
Scared me.
Instead of going to class, I would go play cricket, gamble with my friend, or go swimming. One time, I almost drowned.
A man come home and told us a little boy actually drowned. So I didn't really think was Keith until when Keith showed up. Keith's eyes red, red, red. That was the little boy was in the river.
I was a bad boy.
Oh.
On Sundays, as soon as church was over, I would run straight home just because I didn't want to have to read the Bible out loud in Sunday school. I never told anyone that I couldn't read and write. I wanted it to be a secret, so we all pretended everything was fine. Sometimes, my mom still does.
Well, school in Guyana was brilliant. Very perfect.
Perfect? What was my report card like?
Keith used to get like 75. And I think that was good.
Nah, she's lying. I used to fail. By the time I was 14,
Keith loved to gamble.
I was getting into so much trouble, and my mom sent me to the U.S. for high school.
I had to beat him on his hands.
But I was already really good at hiding my problems.
Yo, what up?
My number one rule, never ever read out loud.
What is King Alfonso writing about?
I don't know. Where's
when it was close to my turn, I would always asked to go to the bathroom. When I tried to read, the page looked like a forest with no single tree. Everything was just a blur. And my handwriting, oh my God, it was scrappy and nappy, like barbed wire. I hated it.
Write one more paragraph.
All I wanted to do and all I did was play basketball. And believe it or not, it was basketball that got me to start paying attention in school.
Well, Keith first came in, I remember seeing him in the gym. I saw a tall, lanky kid.
Coach Jones wanted me to play on the basketball team, but he told me I need a 75 average. Guess what? He was lying.
You didn't need a 75 average. You just needed to pass a certain amount of classes.
He wanted me to be a good student.
I wanted to try to push you.
I really, really wanted to make the team. I wanted to be the next Dwayne Wade from the Miami Heat, like everyone said I could be. But to get 75 average, I needed help. I could not keep my secret anymore.
Hi, Miss Gatman.
Miss Gatman was the first person I told I couldn't read.
I didn't know what to do. Like, I didn't want you to be embarrassed. So I was like, okay, give him a comic book and he can tell the story through the pictures. But that still must have been frustrating for you because you couldn't read the words. You must have just been like, this woman is crazy. What is like, I just told this woman I can't read and she handed me a comic book.
In the 10th grade, Ms. Gatamon got me into a class just for students who can't read and write. Ms. Bauer changed my life.
Do you remember one of the first books you read in independent reading with me?
Yeah, The First Part Last. Yeah.
The First Part Last.
That's my favorite book. It's the first book I ever finished reading.
I read it like twice in like probably in 2 months. Mm-hmm.
When she asked me to read out loud, I did it. Because no one would laugh at me.
You were quiet and you would mumble and I'd always say, sit up and speak clearly. And I'd stand all the way on the opposite side of the room and I'd say, you need to speak up so we can hear you. And now I never have to say that. You always speak up because you want everyone to hear you.
When reading finally started to make sense, I was so proud of myself. I laughed so much, my jaw started to crack. And around that same time, Dwayne Wade and the Miami Heat won the NBA championship.
The Miami Heat, they've done it. They win their
Dwayne Wade, he throws it up in the air, Magic Johnson.
Everything was just great. He won and I won.
Congratulations to Dwayne Wade, finals MVP.
When you started here in ninth grade with Ms. Kelteborn, you had failed both English classes. And now you're scoring 80s in English.
At the end of my junior year, my guidance counselor, Ms. Hughes, told me I'm on track to graduate as long as I pass the state test.
The fact that you haven't given up, but rather you've used your frustration as power, impresses me like you can't imagine.
Yes, I can't believe it myself. I learned to read so fast. But just because I'm reading right now, does not mean things are easy. There's still a lot more work to do, and I'm doing it all by myself. My mom visits once in a while, but she still lives in Guyana. I wish she was here to help me.
Yo.
Last year, when I took the SAT test, there was no one to make sure I have money or food or even to take me there.
I'm gonna take the SAT test. It means so much to me. Damn. I'm nervous. Can I have a pencil? Two pencil, number two.
I had to sign up, buy pencils, and figure out to get there all on my own.
Miss, can I ask you a question? If you ever take the SAT before?
I took it to in Trinidad.
It was hard?
If you study, it wouldn't be hard.
All right.
God bless you. All right.
Thank you. Thank you for this pencil, man.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to read a word list to me.
2 years ago, I could never imagine myself wanting to take a test.
Today, I'm doing an assessment with Ms. Bauer. She's trying to test out my level of reading, and I just hope it's at least a 10th grade and not like 7th or 6th, because I'm going to be real mad.
Read it, like all the words?
Okay, you're going to read it one word at a time. Start with word list A.
Get, is, and, there, see, not.
I was saying the word so fast.
Hold on.
It was so easy.
Okay, that's good.
But after a while, it got harder.
The little sick girl would stay equally in bed. Wait. The little sick girl would stay quietly in bed at home while her mother was away.
After the test, Ms. Bausak could find out my score if I wanted. But I decided not to. I am not ready yet. If she says I'm still at the 6th or 7th grade reading level, I don't want people to know. I believe in the truth, but sometimes the truth hurts a little too much.
And hearing something like that might make me want to give up, which I'm not going to do.
I don't want my mom to be embarrassed by me. I want her to say to everyone that when I was in Guyana, I could not read or write. But now, I can.
I'm in the kitchen. No food is cooking though. This is my mom. Can you give me like a summary of my report card in Guyana?
You?
And this time be true.
You news the fail.
So remember the last time when you was lying and you was like, I had 75? Why you say that?
Because I was ashamed of you.
One thing you like about me in America?
You develop very fast and you learn. And I admire you for everything you have done.
For WNYC, I am rookie reporter Keith Harris. Read a book.